You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
I am an absolute sucker when it comes to well-made music documentaries, whether it's about a band or an artist or a particular album they've made or whatever. And stumbled across one on Netflix last night and got sucked in and watched the whole thing. And it's called There's Something You Should Know. It's about maybe hour and a half, whatever, about Duran Duran and their beginning and their early days and how it was almost like Beatlemania at one point with all the fans and then the trouble that they went through and how their music evolved. And I don't know, it was just a really fascinating story. And throughout it, you know, it was like there's a soundtrack to this show and they were popping a whole bunch of Duran Duran songs, and at least three of them came up that I'd forgotten all about. And I heard them, and I was like, oh, and Gretchen was laughing because I'm grabbing my phone, and I'm like going on to Spotify and adding those to one particular playlist I've got for older songs. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh my God, I forgot all about that one too. And so it was just fun to be able to watch a well-made documentary about truly talented musicians. I know they get a bad rap from some people because they were like that 80s sound and they were all over MTV and stuff like that. But these guys were badass musicians and songwriters and producers. So if you're looking for something really interesting music-wise to check out, it's on Netflix. It's called Duran Duran, There's Something You Should Know. Makes me want to dig up one of their songs and play it here after Odds and Ends. I don't know...
You don't know.
Yeah, we probably could. Yeah, we could probably play Ordinary World.
Newer ones too,
that
didn't
is,
they?
Ordinary World came out in the 90s, so we could probably get away with sneaking that on. Anyway, that's my latest recommendation. What do you got?
Well, I'm still kind of got a nervous feeling in my stomach a little bit. I come flying into the radio station in the morning. I mean, obviously, there's nobody around. And the parking lot that we roll into is gigantic, and I was flying in America's pickup today, and I went to hang a left, and just as I was hanging that left into the station, a cop is right in front of me coming out from the radio station.
Dope.
And I almost T-boned him. That is not a way that you want to start the morning. And I gave him sorry about that wave. And
he
gave me the evil eye. Man, he gave me the evil eye. And then he, you know, kind of slowly drove off, and he was probably just watching to see what the hell I was doing as I backed into my parking spot here at the station. But my God, I almost hit a cop this morning. That would not have been good. These guys are really nice, though. A lot of them have been into the radio station. They come by from time to time just to come in and look around a little bit. I got some pictures with some Lone Tree officers the other day as they came in just to kind of get a lay of the land, I guess.
I heard we've always got donuts in the kitchen, too. So
funny. There is boxes of donuts right now in the kitchen.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's why they come in.
Whoop, whoop. So. Whoop, whoop. Just here to check things out. So that happened this morning, which was horrible. And then a couple days ago, I was chatting with Dom about this, and we didn't really dive too deep into it, but I do want to get your opinion on this. I buy a lot of clothes on Amazon. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I get a lot of nice things off Amazon, and they come right to my house. So now, because I do that, I get recommendations for other things, including women's clothing, because I guess Knick Knack is somehow connected to my account. And I have been getting a lot of pictures of ladies' clothes. And what I've been doing is I send them to Knick Knack, and I say, hey, you should order this. You should order this. Why don't you order this one? So I'm sending my wife clothing recommendations now, basically turning her into my own little Barbie doll, and she is buying this stuff. And you always hear this in the opposite direction, where the lady is always dressing the man in the relationship. I'm dressing my wife now. Do you think that's weird? Is it inappropriate? I mean, we've been together forever. I don't feel like it is. To throw suggestions like hey, you would look good in this?
It sounds like your relationship, so it doesn't surprise me.
In what way?
I don't think it's the normal relationship, but it sounds like something you two would do.
The thing with Knick Knack is she doesn't treat herself a lot. She is one of those moms for sure that does things for the kids and puts off, you know, maybe her getting a new pair of shoes because the kids need one. So this is kind of my little way of saying treat yourself.
Well, that's
you would look good.
And if she likes them, then what's the problem, right?
I don't see a problem. I just feel a little awkward sending my wife like clothing recommendations. Like, here, I want you to wear this. It feels a little strange. She has always said that I'm an exceptional gift giver. She brags to her girlfriends about that, like, you know, on birthdays and things like that. I give really good gift. So I feel like this is kind of within my wheelhouse. I can spot a good piece of clothing, and I know that it'll look good on her.
Well, I'm glad that works out for you guys.
I'm just in touch with my feminine ways, I guess.
It can never work in my relationship ever. But, hey, like I said, it sounds like something that sounds right up the Jeremy and Nicole playbook to me.
Right? It does. So, it's like disgustingly cute.
I'm glad it works out. That and the buying clothes on Amazon, I'm glad that works out for you, too, because I'm one of those people, I have to buy them in person. I cannot get even buying shoes these days. I want to go to the store and try them on, even though I know what size I am.
Yeah.
And there was a thing, it was in the news not long ago, about people who were buying. You remember the story about the cat that got boxed
shipped
up by accident
back.
And returned?
Yeah.
That whole story was because they were buying like a whole bunch of stuff, trying them on, and then sending back whatever didn't fit or wasn't right.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
That's alien to me. Fan. And yeah, you know what? And you probably are more like the way people are going these days.
Mm-hmm.
I'll bet the majority of people are starting to sway toward, yeah, I'll just buy online. If it doesn't work, I'll send it back.
Listen, it's always been a joke that like I buy my pants at Costco and everything. I think I'm a Costco pants on, and you never know. But now I'm buying pants that are Amazon Basics pants.
Well, we do know.
You
don't.
The other day I came in and Josh, our 20-something Josh who wears Lululemon all the time, he's like, holy crap, I love those pants. I love those pants. Where did you get them? I was like, look at the tag. And it was like Amazon Basics pants. And he's like, what? I was like, uh-huh. Damn straight. It's like those shows where they bring the models out with the $14,000 wardrobe, and they bring another one out with the TJ Maxx wardrobe, and they look identical, and they paid $100 for the one on the right. That's me!
Hooray!
In my Amazon pants!